Welcome back to the Blessed Beast Live Weekend Syndicator Show Segment 3. Artist Spotlight, man. First Artist Spotlight of the 2025. And I'm telling y'all all year long, we are going to do it big. Make sure you see more on this artist on our Instagram page at Blessed Beats Live. And remember, beats spelled with a Z. I'm your host. My name is Marcus Sullivan. I'm on Instagram at Marcus Sullivan Live. Now, to sit and talk to me and introduce some new music, I got the young one, student at the Texas Southern University. He goes by the name of T.J. Culpepper. What's up, bro?
How are you, sir?
I am super good, bro. We was in my car and talking about faith and God and just started talking about music, and you introduced me to your song, and I was blown away so much so that I was just like, man, I got to get you in on the show. But for the nation that is listening, they don't know much about you, so go ahead and just introduce yourself.
Yep. My name is T.J. Culpepper. I'm born and raised in Nacogdoches, Texas. We moved to Houston about 8 years ago, and since then just been walking with the Lord and me going up here to college at the Texas Southern University.
Yeah. What year are you here?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, so being a faith-based student and an artist in the world of so many different secular things, was your journey always of the faith?
Yeah, so I grew up in church, but I didn't know the Lord. Okay.
What does that mean? I grew up in church and I didn't know the Lord.
So people can be deceived in thinking if I go to church, if I grew up in church, then I must be saved. But the reality is that's not the truth.
Right.
And so that's what I mean by that is I grew up in the church. I just didn't know the Lord.
Yeah.
And so I was in that type of religious Sunday service, give your tithes and all that.
Yeah, sir. Your parents grew up in the church or put you in church?
Right, yes, sir. So my mom had grew up in the church, and then my dad, he joined the church when they had got married, and they raised me and my sisters in the church.
But you're not a PK?
No, sir. No,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. All right, so growing up, I'm assuming all your friends were like church kids, or did you have some worldly, secular? How was that?
Yeah, so I grew up in the church. My friends weren't really in church, so I was kind of the church kid. My mom told me that I used to preach on the playground. They used to call me the preacher boy and things like that.
The preacher boy.
But my friends weren't Christians, though.
Yeah. Now, take us back. Before we even dive into the music and find out who you are, TJ, let's talk about being a teenager or a young person and got this God calling on you, right? In a world where it is promoted for you guys, your generation, to be as secular as possible.
Right.
Yeah, how was that? You got secular friends.
Yeah.
What struggles did you have? Go for it.
Yeah, so it's hard. It's hard. You have the world throwing their weight of life towards you, you know, go to college, get you a job. Those things are nice and stuff like that. Live your best life now. But the reality is that we're called to die to ourselves. Mm. So if we're called to die to ourselves and we have the world constantly punching, do this, do this, do this, there's some conflict there.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that. So it's not easy to be a young Christian, let alone a Christian at all.
Yeah.
But especially when you have, you know, all of these people, these systems throwing things at you.
Yeah.
You're young, so you're supposed to do this. Go out and sleep with everybody.
Right.
Go to the parties. And it's not that we're being self-righteous, but we know that that's not what God has called us to do. So the peer pressure is pressure.
All right. So let's talk about the entertainment side of being a faith-based young person in a world of secular everything. Man, you navigated to Christian hip hop. Did you ever dabble into mainstream, like just being a fan of it before you became an artist?
Yeah, so in 2019, I was a freshman in high school and I was making the secular hip hop.
Yeah.
And when I tell you,
TJ Culpepper as your name?
No, so I had YRBTJ. That stands for Young, Rich, and Black TJ. And the Y was like the yin symbol. But
So
I did all of the secular shows and made all of the secular music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I heard you say the music was whack.
It was trash, yeah. It was pretty bad. It was self-produced. I was trying to do, yeah, it was bad.
Were you talking about things that you didn't live? Like you was trying to be a rapper.
Right, yeah. So I talked about things I have never done, which is smoking, having sex, drinking. I did
just
not grow
you
up.
Thought,
that's
just,
right, yeah.
You just thought you had to do that.
Exactly. And that. I had never done those things, so y'all, some rappers be lying, but I never did those things at all, just trying to put on a front.
Christian hip-hop, who introduced that to you?
Yeah, so I grew up in the church, so I didn't really know about the Christian hip-hop. I just knew about the gospel music, but my first Christian hip-hop that I was really introduced to is actually Three the Soul Trapper, Trayshawn Smith.
Yeah,
he's
been on the show.
Yeah, yeah. And then from him just into the other artists like Jackie Hill Perry, Hovey, Shylin, all of those other artists.
Yeah. All right, stick and stay. We'll come back, talk to TJ Culpepper about his career, his journey, and then get into his music. Don't move. That's next right here inside the Bless Beats Live Weekend Syndicated Show.
I want to dance like David, I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire, it won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I want to walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise. I want a gift like Mary, I want to break my vase. I want to sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what I'll make it for. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, I praise the God. Like Jesus, that kind of grace. I want to live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things, cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who
Welcome
I
back.
Praise.
Bless Beats Live Weekend Syndicated Show Artist Spotlight. We are having a good time just hearing the journey of TJ Culpepper as he's now been introduced to Christian hip hop through another artist that was on the show. And you too, sir, ma'am, you could get on the show. You got a business or a brand, and you want to get on the show, simply send me an email and let's talk about it. I'll spread it to the nation. Drop me an email at blessedbeatsmedia@gmail.com. blessedbeatsmedia@gmail.com. And remember, Beats is spelled with a Z, B-E-A-T-Z. TJ, so artists introduces you to Christian hip hop. You find the ones that you liked. Were you afraid to start rapping? Because you was just whack doing Sekler.
Right, yeah.
What made you go, I'm going to give this a shot again for the kingdom?
I think to recognize the gift that God has given me, not wanting to sit on it and not trying to sound prideful, but I was like, okay, I sounded okay doing this.
Yeah.
Now let me turn this for the glory of God. And if I can express, you know, God's word through that, mm-hmm. why not do it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. All right, so the first song you ever done, Christian hip hop, mm-hmm. was you trying to emulate somebody's style? How did you know how to start?
Honestly, I think I learned by watching mm-hmm. and hearing. Mm-hmm. So y'all, I was a big fan of Rod Wave. That was back in the day and things like that.
Yeah.
So I was trying to take his, because he was singing in his songs.
Right.
And that's what I do. So I was trying to take that type of template and use that style for Christian music. So that's how I kind of was trying to figure out, okay, this is how to do it.
And when your peers or your family heard of your early songs, what'd they say?
Yeah, they have always been supportive. Like there's never been a, you know, they've always been supportive. They have given me the criticism that I've needed. But like one time we went to a club mm-hmm. to perform one of my secular songs, my whole family was in there, and we stuck out like a sore thumb because everybody in there, you know, with smoke all in there, and then we all just walk in, a group of five, you know. So, but my family has always been supportive of the journey.
Is it more difficult, or your creative side, or does it now flow naturally because of the Holy Spirit?
That's a good question. I would say both. Uh-huh. The more I listen to artists like Shy Lin or like with Jackie Hill Perry, I want to be sound and have depth and also have good wordplay. Like, I just don't want to be the mediocre artist, right?
Yeah.
Like, I want to really go in depth. And so the Holy Spirit, he helps me with that. And it's kind of a struggle sometimes because I know what I want to do, but sometimes I just don't know how to do it. So
yeah.
I would say both.
You start thinking about your creative style into it. Do you get writer's block when you're talking about Holy Spirit stuff, like the art of storytelling?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Do you ever get writer's block? Like, God, I don't know what to write about this song. Let me just dive back into my life and talk about it. How do you?
So the song that y'all are going to hear, that's my testimony.
Mm.
And so that wasn't as hard to write because I was just going from my testimony. But sometimes what I'll do is let me talk about a Bible verse.
Yeah.
And then from that, that's where the song can build sometimes. But then again, sometimes it's hard trying to find the right flow or like how can I, and I'm still learning. I'm not a pro at all. And so the writer's block can come, but, you know, when you pray, you know, like, Lord, help me. When you read the scripture, okay, let's let it all come together.
All right. I'm going to play one song right now. When I come right back, I want you to talk about this song. And if it's a Bible verse or whatever, we'll get into that. Don't move. Check this song out. Let me know what you think. It's the Blessed Beats Live Show.
Day by day, I will follow your wish. I'll do what you say. I'll not send anybody. If they turn away. Don't care what people say, I'm not sending anybody. This love I found is so beautiful. And every day is sweeter than the day before. They can try to take me away from me, Jesus. As long as I'm breathing, I'm never ever turning away.
beautiful. And every day is sweeter than the day before. They can try to take me away from you, Jesus. As long as I'm breathing, I'm never ever turning away.
Bless Beats Live Show. We are back. TJ Culpepper, artist spotlight of the week. It is that time. He was talking about your song, whether it's a part of your life or a Bible verse. What song you bring in here today?
Yeah, so the song is called Great Are You God. The song came from one of my professors. He brought in one of his friends, and he gave the students the challenge to make a song about a location on campus. And so the location that I chose was the Bible study room that the BSM, where we used to do the Bible studies in. And so the song in parentheses is called 238, which is the room where we used to do the Bible studies in.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you talked about, and before we get into the song, you were talking about some of the inspiration might be a Bible scripture. Was it a Bible scripture in this one or no?
Well, it's more so of my testimony, but the theme scripture that I would say is probably Romans 10 and 13. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
I love it, man. Go ahead and introduce the record.
Yeah, so my name is TJ Culpepper, and you're listening to Great Are You God on Blessed Beats Radio Station Live.
I will tell the world how you save my soul. And now I please to live for you, God. You pierced my heart, gave me a new start. How great are you, great are you, God?
Back in 22, I was at my lowest, locked up in a room. People didn't know it, smiling all the time, constantly broken. Bound in my mind, nobody noticed. Walking around dead, couldn't even see it. A slave to my sin, couldn't see freedom. My heart was cold and hard, it wasn't beating. Love my sin, I didn't want to leave it. Working at the bake, clocking every day, keep my head down, trying to get the pay. Mind on me right now, it's all about me right now. Ain't caring what you say, don't get in my way. I want what I want, heart was full of hate. Looked in the mirror and would cry, I know it's something better than this lie. Grew up in a church, but I didn't know him. Said I was a Christian, but didn't show him. Living deceived, I did what I pleased. Was selfish and hellish and didn't know peace. I didn't know peace, was down on my knees when I needed something. But I am so grateful that he came and saved me from his wrath and forgave me. Been thinking lately. There was a moment in my life where you saved my life. Nobody but you, Jesus. Now I will tell the world how you saved my soul. And now I please to live for you, God. You pierced my heart, gave me a new start. How great are you, God? Get you 38, showing us the way, following the word, following his way. Jesus in me now, gotta tell the town. You pierced my heart, gave me a new start. How great are you, God? Man, so check it. After 2022, 2023 came around. Duh. And man, I moved to Texas Southern University, bruh. Joined the Baptist Student Ministry. And since then, bruh, God has been changing my life. For real. I am so grateful I'm not where I was. But saw that room with a heart full of love. Smiling with a genuine joy. Friend of God, he called me his boy. I'm alive inside and out. By the Savior's hand, he truly brought me out. I finally had a breath of fresh air. He called me his and made me an heir. This walk ain't easy peasy, ain't no lemon squeezy. This is a faith walk, so get out your feeling. Lately, I've been dealing with my flesh. And really, if I ain't vigilant, then my flesh is winning. Turn on that brindle, let's start killing sin. I'm regenerated, shout out to Shaolin. Christ did for me what I couldn't do. Save me, clean me, and he made me new.
Behold the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world. He's going to be the final sacrifice. He is the perfect Lamb. He is the one that's without spot, without blemish, and he's going to do what the Old Testament had only foreshadowed.
I will tell the world how you saved my soul, to live for you, God. You pierced my heart, gave me a new start. How great are you, great are you, God? In 238, showing us the way, following the word, following his way. Jesus in me now, gotta tell the town. You pierced my heart, gave me a new start. How great are you, God?
So now Christ comes and he lives this life of perfection, the life you and I couldn't live. And then he dies the death that we deserved. And so this is it right here. We have to put our trust in what he has done.
Yo, new music right here inside the Blessed Beats Live show from the artist spotlight, T.J. Culpepper. Hey, I love that, and I love, and I'm actually going to probably keep this one in the rotation just because I like the flow on the record. But let's switch over. Let's talk about social media. How does your generation, I can't say this, your generation uses social media a lot to promote the brand, man. Are you active on the social media showing you, or are you more of a just let me post my music and stuff?
Right. So I just got back my Instagram maybe some months ago. Mm-hmm. And so what I've done now is just to put out my music, but I'm not as present, but yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What is your IG?
My IG is TJ Culpepper.
Yeah, C-U-L-P-E-P-P-E-R. You actually got a cool rap name, TJ Culpepper. I want to see more from you. I got to say this before I let you get out of here, man. You were one of the group. I played the song maybe during the holidays on the national show. You were one of the students that came into my office. And matter of fact, I will play that song to end this show. Y'all came in and created a song, and y'all wasn't even a group, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, song was called Grace. I'll end this segment with this, Stick and Stay. TJ, thank you for hanging out.
Yeah, sure, thank you.
If you want more on this, man, go to the .com, blessedbeats.com. You can see his picture there. I put his social media up on it, and you can hear the song during his replay of this. All right, don't move. Segment 4, new music is next. This is the Blessed Beats Live Weekend Syndicated
Show. I'm about to have a good day. No matter what they say, the sun is shining down on me. Birds are singing praise. I'm about to have a good day in every single way. The God who made the universe knows me by my name, so it's a good day. Baby in my arms, walking through the neighborhood, living in the present, not what I should've or could. Remember back when I was low as a rug. Now I'm standing up, look at what my father does. Turning old things new, gray skies blue. Hear the church saying, won't he do it? I know he's got my back. That's why I'm singing that. I'm about to have a good day. No matter what they say, sun is shining down on me. I'm about to have a good day in every single way. The God who made the universe knows me by my name, so it's a good day. Yeah. It's a good day, no, it's great. Everything I prayed for didn't come in late. I got all I need and I didn't have to wait. Ask me if you love me, you didn't hesitate. Turning all things to gray skies blue. Church saying, won't he do it? I know he's got my back. That's why I'm singing that. I'm about to have a good day. No matter what they say, sun is shining down on me. Birds are singing praise. I'm about to have a good day in every single way.